From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. After reviewing the video allegedly from the so-called Islamic State group and purportedly showing the beheading of captured journalist Kenji Goto, Japanese government officials say it is most likely authentic. Japan's prime minister is vowing to step up humanitarian aid to Islamic State's opponents in the Middle East and to help bring the killers to justice. From Tokyo, John Matthews reports a believed killing is prompting calls to better defend Japanese citizens overseas.
Before the initial video of two Japanese captives emerged, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe had promised $200 million in aid to nations fighting the group calling themselves the Islamic State. In response, the black-clad figure in the new video claims retribution for Japan's involvement and threatens further harm to Japanese citizens. Many of the latest uploads purportedly from ISIS have been criticized for inconsistencies, but Japan's top government spokesperson says the images are most likely authentic. The video does not, however, mention the fate of an imprisoned Jordanian military pilot for which Jordan was attempting to negotiate release. Though Japan's reaction to the ISIS hostage situation has been mixed, Japan's head of state says he will work to ensure the safety of Japanese citizens around the globe. For NPR News, I'm John Matthews. In Tokyo.
In a statement carried by state-run media today, Jordan's government said it's still working to confirm that the pilot that the Islamic State is holding is still alive and that Jordan is still ready to work out a prisoner swap involving a jailed Iraqi militant. In Georgia, there is no word from a suburban Atlanta hospital on the condition of Bobby Christina Brown, the daughter of the late Whitney Houston and singer Bobby Brown. She was found unresponsive earlier this weekend. From member station WABE in Atlanta, Rose Scott has more.
Officer Lisa Holland with the Roswell Police Department says the emergency call came in early Saturday morning.
We received a 911 call of a person unresponsive, face down in a bathtub.
According to Holland, when police responded, Bobby Christina Brown's husband was already performing CPR.
And our officers arrived within minutes and took over the life-saving measures, continued on with the CPR until the ambulance arrived.
Holland says Brown was hospitalized and is alive and breathing. When Whitney Houston died in 2012, she was found in a Los Angeles hotel bathtub. For NPR News, I'm Rose Scott in Atlanta.
A slow-moving winter storm on its way to the East Coast. It moved into the Midwest today, and forecasters say it could dump more than a foot of snow as it moves from Nebraska to Maine. Bob Orebeck is a forecaster at the National Weather Service.
Heavy snow will spread eastward on Sunday across the Midwest, areas from Iowa towards Chicago, spreading eastward on Monday towards Detroit and Cleveland, and then farther eastward from Buffalo, Albany, and into Boston late Monday and into Tuesday.
And you're listening to NPR News from Washington. The man who helped invent the birth control pill has died. Carl Gerasi was a Stanford University chemist who was often called the father of the pill. A Stanford spokesman says Gerasi died of cancer at his home in San Francisco. He was 91. NPR's Nathan Rott reports on Gerasi's work.
Technically, Carl Gerasi didn't invent the birth control pill. The Austrian-born chemist was on a team that first synthesized a female hormone that is involved in the menstrual cycle in pregnancy, which was key in the later creation of oral contraceptives. Gerasi moved to America with his mother when he was only 16. They were Jewish refugees of World War II. After contributing to the creation of the birth control pill, Gerasi taught at Stanford University and started a cattle ranch near Palo Alto, California. He later turned half of the ranch into an artist colony and wrote a number of novels and plays that mixed literature and science. Gerasi continued to work up until his death. Nathan Rott, NPR News.
Chicken wings and dip may be on the menu this Super Bowl Sunday, but pizza is also a popular choice. Sal Vitale owns Joe's Pizza in New York. He says last year he sold about 400 pies, which he and his crew make to order.
This year, I mean, I probably can do about the same because that's all I can do. I shut online delivery. I shut everything. Once I'm backed up, I shut everything. It comes to like a two-hour wait sometimes.
The game between the Seattle Seahawks and New England Patriots being played in Phoenix, Arizona later today. At the Australian Open Tennis Tournament, Andy Murray and Novak Djokovic are currently competing for the men's singles title. Yesterday, Serena Williams defeated Maria Sharapova for her 19th Grand Slam title. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.